games on the schedule?
No!
That doesn't stop us from talking football. This is the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. Here are your hosts, past WFCA President Tom Swiddle and WSSP High School Insider Big Time Mike McGiver.
Welcome back into the Pick and Save WFCA Coaches Show, presented by Raising Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Tom Swiddle and Doug Sarver. He is the All-Star Game Chair. Guys, we're going to reach out here in a minute to Shane Strong from Glenwood City. You know, it's interesting, and I don't mean to ask the same question to these coaches, but I think it's really important that people understand that this really, it's, I don't know if it's a game changer, but it's a life changer sometimes for some of these kids and some of these coaches when they get involved in this. Tom, did you know the first time that you got involved at the All-Star Game, did you know that kind of what was going to happen for the week? Do you know what I'm saying, how you would feel when it was over?
I really didn't, and it was an eye-opening experience for me. Obviously, the whole relationship with Children's Hospital was – I learned so much about Children's Hospital that week, without question. But then, again, watching the players interact and – you know, they kind of come that first day and they look at each other and they're not necessarily talking a lot and that kind of thing. Boy, by day two, they're got buddies on the team. They're hanging out with whoever. And you just see the way the camaraderie grew during the course of the week. And it was really a neat thing to see.
Doug, same question for you.
Well, you know, just my experience of being part of this game since 2006 and meeting so many outstanding coaches and forming relationships with them and being able to keep those relationships and something that I never would have been able to do had I not been part of this game.
Hey, where does the North teams go to Oshkosh? Is that where they spend their week?
Correct.
And then you guys are at... And
the eight-man, even the
right.
South eight-man is at Oshkosh.
The two eight-man and then the small and the large teams all go to Oshkosh. Oshkosh then puts it, and same with Whitewater Time, they put you guys up in dorms. Is that what that is?
Yes. You're in a dorm, and you eat in the cafeteria. You make use of the facilities both at Oshkosh and Whitewater for practice purposes and so on. They host us very well.
Do you do two-a-days, or how do you do that as far as what these kids are? What's an average day for a player on your team?
Well, we'll eat breakfast between 7 and 8, and we'll start practice at 8:30, first practice. We'll go till around 10:30 or so. They eat then. They spend a lot of time eating it, and then in the afternoon, we plan on having a walkthrough, film study, something. We're going to be doing something in the afternoon, not necessarily going outside, but getting together again for some mental reps, if nothing else. And then we have a full practice again at night at 6:30. And then afterwards, we're going to get them something else to eat. We're going to order out pizza or something for the guys. And then we'll meet in position groups. So it's a lot of football.
Just one thing I want to note, you know, on what Tom said is that the practices are non-contact most of the time.
Right.
They're in just helmets or just helmets and shoulder pads. We follow all the rules that have come through the gates lately. And They some of the afternoon activities, they'll go bowling and do things like that also.
Guys, how basic of offensive and defensive packages do you put in?
Well, in some respects, and I can only speak for myself, you know, we knew what kind of schemes we wanted to run, and you try to pick players who, you know, are going to be able to assimilate to that rather quickly. And but it's, you know, for in our instance, you know, we're going to be doing a lot of what we did at Brookfield East offensively, and defensively, we're going to be an aggressive, you know, as you can't really blitz and things in the game, but you know, we're going to be a 3-4 team, which is what Coach Kolstad knows really, really well.
One of the things that I hear year after year after year from the coach is that we could play by Wednesday.
Yeah,
that's how smart these kids are.
Really?
How they pick things up. And so they're working with a whole different breed of kids. They catch on very quickly, and by Wednesday, Thursday, they're ready to go.
You know, Coach Swiddle, I will know if you try to take that running back from Brookfield East and put him in a uniform. And wait, you know, he is. We will notice that he shouldn't be there, but you're trying to use him one more time.
I'd like to get Sam on there, but that's not going to happen this year.
Not going to happen this year. Hey, we've tried to reach out to Shane Strong from Glenwood City, have not been able to get a hold of him. And what we're going to do the rest of the show is Tom Nenick from Mayville, from Hartford, but now from Mayville. Is the head coach for the North Division large. And then Pat Keehan from Gibraltar will join us at 11:30. And then Kevin Mazza from Badger Max will be in studio. So let's get to an early break so we can spend a little bit more time with Tom Nenick on the other side. This is the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes of Fundraising on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm joined in studio by my co-host almost each and every other week, unless he's in Vegas doing that stuff, the former head football coach at Brookfield East, Tom Swiddle. This week in studio, Doug Sarver, head football coach at St. Francis. He is also the game chair of the All-Star Game coming up in July. Next, I want to say the head coach from Hartford, but I can't say that anymore.
Hard. Yeah, it's hard. You got to break that habit.
Yeah, I got to stop it. He's the head football coach at Mayville, Tom Nenick. Tom, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks, Mike.
It's gonna take me a bit, Coach. I got to keep looking at my sheet where it says Mayville and get that in my head. Congratulations on taking the head job at Mayville, and certainly good luck next season.
Appreciate that. It was a little bit unexpected, but the way things go these days, you know, you get a phone call and you listen, and next thing you know, I'm going to be teaching and coaching next year at Mayville.
Well, that's awesome, and I know that you know, they Mayville is a pride. There's a good pride there. They're a proud community in sports, and they want to be competitive, and certainly that's something that you're going to have to make sure that. You come out of the chute ready to play football at Mayville.
Well, Tom had been there before.
Oh, I know.
And went to the state finals, so they're very familiar with Coach Nenick.
And they want, you know, Tom, they want you to bring him back there.
Yeah, it's there's a lot of enthusiasm right now. They run on some hard times the last few years since I've been gone, and I still have a lot of great friends out there and a lot of community support, and there's a lot of positive energy right now, a pretty good buzz in the community there.
Hey, Tom, just so you know, when we go to a break here, Swiddle is drawing up like double reverse passes that he's gonna run in that All-Star game. He's showing Sarver how he's going to have a guy step in from the sideline. And so just be ready for all that stuff.
Well, I remember back in 07 when I was on Tom's staff the first time in the All-Star game. I've already got the defensive staff all set up for him, so we should be ready to go.
I told him last segment, don't try to take Sam, that running back he had for Brookfield East, and try to slide him in this game. You'll notice that kid.
Yeah, we are well aware of the junior that's going to be a senior next year over there at Brook East, and he's not going to be on the field.
He is not going to be on that field. Hey, Tom, I got to ask you the same question that I ask everybody else because I think it's a big part of this. That game is just 2 hours of a really big week for you, your staff, and these players. And the fact that these players get a chance to learn about Children's Hospital, raise money for Children's Hospital, and get a chance to meet some guys that they normally compete against, that's really the big part of this week.
Yeah. You know, all the stuff right now, all the fundraising that's been done for Children's, you know, it's sometimes a struggle. Some of these kids just go crazy with it. But once they get up to the week of practice and they get to hang out with some other guys that are as good as they are, and it's fun for them to build those relationships. And then when they get the visit from the kids from Children's, that's what really flips the switch for these kids, I think. And it's just such a phenomenal experience for these kids. For us coaches as well, you know, and it's just what the WSCA has done, and Doug Sarver in particular, you know, partnering with Children's Hospital like we have for the last quite a few years now. It's just been outstanding. And kudos to Doug for all the work that he's done, too.
Hey, Tom, I'm not the only one who is going to be coaching my son in his last high school game. You're doing the same. How's that going for you?
Well, you know, it's really exciting. You know, Tommy and I, we've been, you know, we've had some ups and downs the last few years at Hartford and stuff. And, you know, it wasn't what we were hoping. And then this year when he got hurt, you know, it was a struggle for him and for our team because of how talented of an individual he is. But this was one of the key reasons why I wanted to coach it one last time and have that opportunity to coach my son one more time before he goes off to college.
Hey, where's Tommy going? I'm sorry, Coach. Where's Tommy going?
He's going to go to UW-Oshkosh to play for Coach Cerrone.
Man, so he'll be right at home for this week.
Yeah, it's exciting. And I've known those guys up in Oshkosh for quite some time, and I think it's just a perfect fit for him. They're going to put him at receiver to start with, it looks like. He was actually recruited at six different positions, which is kind of unique. but he's just a very good football player, and you know, I'm glad to hand him over to a quality program like, you know, like Coach Cerrone has over at Oshkosh.
The other night, Tom, I had an offensive staff meeting, and I had the guys over, and they were in my office downstairs in the basement, and I've got all my stuff up on the walls. One of the things that was up there that I hadn't looked at for quite some time was the picture of the 2007 team, and there, right there in the front row, was Tommy and TC, biggest grins on their face ever. That was a unique week, wasn't it, to have our boys there?
That was excellent, and it's so unbelievable that both our boys will be playing against each other this time, but to finish out their careers with another opportunity. Because what were they, in like second or third grade back then? And,
yeah, something like that.
I remember them driving around in the golf cart, and oh, geez, it was so much fun for them.
Yeah.
What a great experience.
Hey, Tom, Doug Sarver.
Yeah.
Hey, a couple years ago we moved some of the northernmost Milwaukee area teams to the North squad, and some of the teams from the North Shore Conference and from the Little Ten Conference. How's that working out?
Good. We got a couple boys from Homestead. I think we have three from Germantown, one from Hartford. And I think that was a good move after watching the game for as many years as I have with you. And I think it's just a good opportunity to kind of balance the field out a little bit. And I think those North Shore kids and a couple of Little Tens, we got a kid from Slinger on the roster as well. So I think that'll help considerably.
Yeah, I'm looking at that roster. If I'm in Vegas, I don't know, man. That North roster looks pretty good, Swiddle. I don't know what you're going to do, how you're going to handle some of those boys.
Well, I know that at Caesars, they've got the North favored by 3.5 at the moment.
3.5.
Caesars Palace.
It was 3
and 10. At Harrah's, they got the South up by 6.
Hey, it was 3 until they found out Nenek was playing, because he's going to Oshkosh. They made it a home field advantage.
There you go.
And put the hook on that. Hey, Coach, when you guys get together, I'm sure as a staff you've gotten together already, at least talked on the phone. And we had asked one of the other coaches, how do you decide who's going to take what responsibilities?
You know, offensively, I've got Gary Westerman from Bayport and Steve Jorgensen from Fond du Lac. And those two guys have really, you know, they're going to take the role of offensive coordinator. And they're really, all these guys really set their egos aside. And Jorgie's like, let Gary call the offense. I'm just happy to be here. And we had to replace Fritz Rauch on defense because of his new job at Arrowhead. And I replaced him with Mike Ganevich from Fond du Lac, and Jason Pittman's on the staff from Kewaskum. And I said, Jason, you know, you'll take over the DC, right? He goes, I don't have to, man. I'm just happy to be part of the game. And so Mike Ganevich is going to run the defense for us. And it's just a great staff of guys. And, you know, I'm actually incredibly humbled just to be around some of these great coaches. And I told Georgie at our first meeting, I said, hey, I'm just happy to coach the extra point team, man. I'll take care of that.
Hey, you guys, you know, we've talked to the head coaches, and there's a lot of responsibility as the head coach. You're kind of the conductor on this thing. You're going to choreograph it all. Come game time, Tom, what will your responsibilities be game day?
Go ahead, Tom. Nenna, you go.
Oh, well, my responsibilities on game day, I'm going to coordinate the special teams, and I'm going to have different coaches assisting me on the offensive and defensive special teams, and basically just manage the game and turn it over to the offensive and defensive staffs to do their thing. It's just, you know, on top of being just an outstanding experience to do this, it's just another great opportunity to learn from some of the best coaches in the state. So it's, you know, just a phenomenal experience. I'm just excited to be part of it, and I'm just fortunate that I got the staff that we have.
Coach Swiddle, same question?
Yeah, I'm really doing kind of the same thing that Tom will be doing. I'm, you know, besides game management and making decisions in regards to, you know, are we going for it, are we punting, that kind of thing. I'll be working with special teams. In particular, I'm going to have the kickoff team. I've divided that up among the staff. And, you know, position-wise, I'm going to be working with the tight ends and H-backs in our offense. So, but I am going to turn over the entire, you know, I'm not going to call any plays. I'm not going to call any defense. Those will certainly be up to the OC and DC.
What Tom failed to say is that'll be after he coordinates the skydivers event that goes on.
Exactly. Did you know I'm one of the skydivers this year? Yeah, no, just kidding. I'm not doing any of that. Hey, is Ingrid going to be involved?
No, she's not.
She's not.
No, she'll be up in the stands just cheering very loud.
That's awesome. Hey, Coach Nenning, thank you so much for a couple of minutes of your time. I really appreciate it. Where are you as far as the whole Mayville? Have you started to meet with your staff? Have you put your staff together for Mayville?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they announced the football position back on January 4th, and that coincides with the strength and conditioning coordinator. So after school gets out at Hartford, I've been running out there 3-4 days a week, and I'm very fortunate that a couple of my best friends that have been coaching with me for a long time, they were with me at Mayville the first time, and been with me at Hartford. I've got a couple of those guys coming back, and I think I've got a really good staff put together there, and numbers look really good on paper. Hopefully they all show up for August 1st.
Did they have a youth program in Mayville?
Yeah, there's a 5th and 6th grade youth program, and then the 7th and 8th program is under the high school, the middle school program. So I have the 7th and 8th as well as 9 through 12 there.
That's awesome. You know, that community, certainly happy to have you back, I'm sure. I'm sure the Hartford program upset to see you leave, but, you know, sometimes we got to do what we have to do, right, Coach?
Yeah, you know, the Hartford position, you know, John Redders took it over. He was on the defensive staff for quite some time with me, and we've worked together for over 20 years, and, you know, he's got some nice players coming back, and, you know, things are – hopefully, you know, things are well in place, and, you know, they'll have a successful season. It's just, it's always hard when you leave a great group of kids like I did this year. But there's some quality coaches there, and they're going to do a good job.
Hey, Coach Nenning, thank you so much. Good luck the 2016 WFC All-Star Game. Enjoy that week, Coach, and certainly enjoy that last week, Coach and Tommy. That'll be a good week for you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, and I thank the WFCA, and thank you for having me on today. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks,
we'll see you
Tom.
Later, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Guys,
okay.
Let's get to a break. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk to Pat Keehan. He is from Gibraltar, and he is coaching the 8-man on the South Division. And then at 11:45, Kevin Mazza from Badger Max will join us in studio. This is the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my co-host, Tom Swiddle. He is the former head football coach at Brookfield East. Also in studio, Doug Sarver, the head coach at St. Francis. Guys, our next guest, he is coaching the eight-man side for the South Division. He's the head football coach at Gibraltar, Pat Keehan. Pat, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing fine, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot for a couple of minutes of your time. Really appreciate it. We talked a lot about eight-man football the first couple segments of the show, and I'm telling you, I think Don, the head coach of the other side, did a great job of promoting, highlighting, and celebrating eight-man for what it is. And I have to tell you, Pat, I think the listeners for this show, they're going to start watching some eight-man because it's an exciting brand of football.
It surely is. There's no doubt about it. Like I said, our school's a fairly small school of 200. Last couple of years, we've been a little over 200 enrollments. So it was an option of either, you know, not having football or going to eight-man football, and we decided to go to eight-man football. And it was a process, you know, because I don't know how much Don touched on it, but there's not a whole lot of information out there about eight-man football to obtain. So I had to do a lot of networking around the country. And just so happened to, you know, network with a coach out in California by the name of Chris Four. And, you know, I got to talk to him a few times, and we exchanged some ideas. And he sent me his playbook, and I was able to tweak some of his playbook. And it's changed my thought process from 11-man going to 8-man. And we've been pretty successful. So, it's been a good ride.
Pat, you know, one of the things that Don said to us earlier today was that, you know, at first the parents and maybe even players are just a little bit hesitant until they discovered more about what eight-man football was all about. And Don kept describing it's real football, which obviously it is. But how was the community in Gibraltar, how did they embrace or maybe not embrace eight-man football at the very beginning?
For the most part, I would say that some of the players were a little hesitant. They're like, what is this? You know, and obvious reasons. So did a lot of the community members. But once they were able to sit down with them and kind of explain to them how the game is played and the dimensions of the field and the positives it's brought to our community is astronomical. I mean, our fan base now is like doubled, almost tripled, compared
wow.
to what we had when we were 11-man football, just for the simple reason we have been successful. And even I talked to one of our Phi Ed teachers at school. He says, Pat, he says, you know, I see so much positive in these kids walking up and down the halls nowadays. He says it's unbelievable what this football and 8-man has done to the school in itself. So, yes, it's been a complete positive for everybody.
Hey, Pat, is there a youth program up in your area that, and if there is, are they playing eight-man as well?
Yes, there is. We do have a youth program. We have a 6th, 7th, and 8th grade program, and they've this will be their third season of playing eight-man football, and every year we seem to gather a couple more teams that are switching over, you know, like Bowler is one of them. Sevastopol, who's in our conference, they're another school that switched over to eight-man. And Green Bay NEW Lutheran is another school that is having a youth program this year. So, yes, it's gaining popularity, which is a good thing.
Hey, Pat, Doug Sarver.
Hi, Doug.
Just a question for you. This will be your second stint as the head coach of the eight-man All-Star game. You coached it last year also. How's that transition going? Is it a little easier for you this time around?
There's no doubt about it, Doug. I tell you what, it was a great experience last year. You know, it was my first rodeo, obviously, but no, it's been a lot smoother this year. Sarah's been fantastic with Children's Hospital, along with yourself and Denise, and the communication that we've had. And yeah, it's definitely, I would say, a bit of sigh of a relief. Yes.
You know, Pat, we've asked all the other coaches to come on, and it's incredible to me that people look at the All-Star game as, you know, a two-hour game up at Oshkosh Titan Stadium, and it's just so much more than that. You know, these kids that are involved in it get a chance to compete, not only get a chance to hang out with some of these guys that they've played against, but when they learn firsthand what the money they're raising is going
yeah.
for, get a chance to meet some of the people from Children's Hospital, it's a game changer.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. You know, when we sit down and talk to these kids, and for a lot of kids, you know, a lot of them probably never heard of Children's Hospital, you know, and some have. They might have had experiences. They might have had a family member and so forth and so on. But once they really understand what this is all about and who it's for, it's been nothing but positive. And these kids enjoy it. It's just a great experience. I think as myself last year, my first rodeo, just the way the practices and everything was set up, you know, this hats off to the WFCA and Children's Hospital for what they've done, put on one of the best, if not the best in the nation, you know, all-star games. One of my assistant coaches who actually coaches with me for Gibraltar was with me last year, Coach Beamerette, and he coached for 20 years down in Texas. And when he came up here and started coaching at Gibraltar with me, as my assistant, and then I brought him on last year to the all-star game, he was just blown away because he's coached down in Texas, in Fort Worth, Dallas, all them big, some pretty monster schools. And he's been part of some of their all-star events. But he said, hands down, this is the best he's ever seen. So hats off to you guys.
Well, that's quite a compliment. And Pat, in 2 minutes or less, give us a preview of your team, your coaching staff, players to watch.
Yeah, coaching staff consists of Coach Beamerette. He's one of my assistants at Gibraltar. I have a head coach from Oakfield, Corey Rickert, helping out for the first time this year. And for the second year now, I have Brian Peterson, head coach at Oneida, also one of my assistants, and good group of guys. We've been networking in regards to getting our game plan all situated here for July. And, I think I'm down to 19 players right now to be exact. I had to dismiss a couple of players due to, lack of communication and effort, but that's the way it rolls. Couple of players I would say to look out for. Actually, there's quite a few. One is Gabe Lloyd. He's going to be a walk-on at the University of Wisconsin this fall. He's a pretty big kid. He's 6'5", about 240. So I'll be able to utilize him fairly well on the offense and both defensive sides of the ball. Thor Johnson from Gibraltar, wide receiver. He was All-State candidate also. And I don't know, my quarterback from Gibraltar, he's pretty darn good too. I think he threw for like 36 touchdowns this past summer or wow. Past year. So he's got a good arm. So, hopefully we can continue what we've been trying to do, and we'd like to air it out.
Pat, that's going to be fun. And if people want to check that out, again, it's at Titan Stadium up in Oshkosh on July 16th, 10 a.m. start for the eight-man side, 2 p.m. for the small school, and 6 p.m. for large school. Would highly recommend if you get a chance, get up there and certainly show these kids that are playing eight-man that we're backing what they're doing. Go ahead.
Pat, just quickly, is your quarterback 6'2", 295?
No, that's a typo.
Oh, my God.
He's 6'2", 195.
Okay.
So, yeah, I was going to say, that's a big dude.
Before I'm like...
Hey, just keep this roster the same and let the guys on the other side figure out how they're going to deal with it.
Poor Don. Don's looking at that. Oh, my God.
What are we gonna do? He knows my team like the back of his hand, so yeah, I know. No, that's all good.
Hey, Pat, I'm going to reach out to you here in the next couple of weeks. I do a segment for a TV show called Around the Corner with John McGivern, and we're going to be up in your neck of the woods, and I have to pick a team from Gibraltar High School to highlight, promote, and celebrate. And after talking to you, we should be talking eight-man football.
I hear you. I'm all for that.
I'll be in touch with you the next couple of weeks to set that up. Thank you so much for your time. Good luck the All-Star Game, and do your best to highlight what these kids are doing there for that week, and we'll do the same from our end.
Awesome. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you, and happy Memorial Day to all.
Yeah, have a good Memorial Day. That's Pat Keenan. He's from Gibraltar High School. We're going to get to a break. Kevin Mazza from Badger Max in studio. I want to thank him for being the newest sponsor of this All-Star Game. And what they do at Badger Max for high school football in this area is awesome. They believe in it. And they certainly put their money where their mouth is. It's a good group of guys over there. This is the Pick and Save WFCA Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Pick and Save High School Football Coaches Show. It's the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Tom Swiddle, Doug Sarver in studio. It's Kevin Mazza, guy that I hang out with on Thursday nights for the Badgerbacks Thursday Night Lights High School Football Game of the Week. Kevin, how you doing?
I've been great, Mac. It's been a while since I've been in this chair. I miss you guys.
Man, we miss you too. I appreciate you taking the time to come in. We wanted you in, and Coach Swiddle and Coach Sarver wanted you in to say thank you to you and Badger Max for being the newest sponsor of this All-Star Game.
Well, this is something that we're really excited about. The thanks really isn't coming from them. It should come from us for what Tom's done for us at one of the local schools as his old school at East. At Brookfield East has been fantastic. And to get this to a larger level and a larger scale, the privilege is all ours to be a part of this.
Kevin, I don't know if you've had a chance to listen to the show as you were coming in, but it's so much more than the game at Titan Stadium. And it's the week of these kids and these coaching staffs coming together, and they learn a lot about life, and they learn a lot about giving back. They learn a lot about the strength of Children's Hospital and how important it is that we support Children's Hospital. And you're getting involved with just a phenomenal event.
No, I think that, you know, above and beyond what we can do for the student athletes and the awareness we can bring, being a partner with, obviously, with WFCA, Children's Hospital, it just puts us on a different level at this point. And we're real. I mean, I can't tell you how excited we are, but this is huge for us right now as a company in the state of Wisconsin and how we go to market with it and get to the high school level.
One of the things that Badger Max will be doing for the game is giving us the product in essence to hydrate our players throughout the week of practice and also at the game. So it's quite a commitment on their part to do so. And we're also going to give Badger Max the opportunity to sort of, at the game itself, give samples and do things like that. So I know that we've been very pleased at Brookfield East with our relationship with Badger Max. And I know once other individuals, schools, whatever, find out more about Badger Max as a product, I think you're going to see a really great relationship that pays off here.
Kevin, can I ask you on that? And
absolutely.
Just to follow up with that, I think it's really tough to bring a new product to market, no matter how you do it. But you guys are doing it through grassroots stuff. You're now available in Pick and Save, at Quick Trip, a number of places. But do you find that once these guys taste it for the first time and drink Badger Max for the first time, that you have a customer for life?
Yeah, I actually do, Micah. You brought up a great point because you know a lot of the background behind it. But with my experience in the beverage industry, and I'm a big believer of, obviously, first impressions. First impression tasting this is amazing. It's a great product. Again, the awareness of what a good product like this can do, being less calories, being made in Wisconsin, too, in terms of hydration, is so important for student athletes. I think once that gets out there and they actually taste it, we have a winner. And I think that definitely changes us. And the Brookfield East situation here, Tom gave us an opportunity there, and it's spread like wildfire through the school. I get all kinds of texts from the players, track players, basketball players, whoever, that may know my son or myself or I've coached, and they're like, hey, we're getting it at lunch, we're doing it after school, we're doing it after practice, things like that. So it's a healthy option. And that's the biggest and most important thing, that we're bringing a better option to players.
Could you also talk about your tie-in with Wisconsin Badger sports?
Yeah, absolutely. A portion of how we get the Badger Max name with the Badgers is, obviously, we're a revenue share for the student athletes and the athletic department. So a portion of what we sell goes back to the university and the athletic department. Obviously, behind the Packers, who's got a bigger following than the Badgers? So to be able to hydrate them, to be able to be the official sports drink of the University of Wisconsin, it's a great local tie, but it's something that's close to everyone's heart, too. And we're doing the right thing for student athletes.
I can tell you that having had, thankfully, a number of players who have been recruited by Wisconsin in recent years, I know when you've gone on these recruiting things and they talk, they let the athletic the trainer, it's actually their strength and conditioning guy. He talks about Badger Max, that we have our own, you know, hydration and protein system, et cetera. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a neat thing for, you know, Wisconsin to say.
Doug?
Well, as the chairman of the game for so many years, I would just like to welcome Kevin and Badger Max into the great event of the All-Star Wisconsin High School All-Star Game. and appreciate their support and their sponsorship.
Yeah, we really are excited about it. Again, I think the entire the awareness of touching our student athletes the way in terms of hydration. I know, Mac, you remember one of the games we had last year, and on Thursday night, a couple guys were cramping up at the end of the game because they just weren't prepared. I think once we get this awareness out of our brand and what it can do for you in terms of being ready before the game, during the game, and after the game, again, I sound like our competition, but it's true. It's better for our student athletes here. And
you know,
we're excited about this.
My favorite line on all that was Coach Cook at the end, and he said, "Thanks for the trophy, but if we can get three or four more cases of Badger Max, I'll give the trophy back." He's big fan. When he sat in here, and that's really his life, he started reading about your water. Mm-hmm. And he said some things that even you kind of, your eyes, you kind of looked at him like, man, you know more about this than I do. But he became a big supporter and fan of Badger Max, and probably won't send much product down to Texas to him. But it was interesting that he thought that had something to do with their development, keeping kids, you know, hydrated, keeping them healthy throughout the year, and they made a good run last year. So
yeah, I think again, the preparation for the student athletes. And I know Tom changed his system a little bit too. Again, to get them ready physically, mentally for the game coming up is the biggest part, and that's what we're doing well.
You bet, Kevin. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you guys.
Thanks
everything.
A lot for getting involved with this.
Yeah, thank you.
I really appreciate it. Doug, it's always good to see you.
Pretty appreciate being here. Again.
You bet, Coach Sweddle. You'll be here in 2 weeks?
In 2 weeks.
You're not
Blockbuster show.
Not going to be in, Reno or anything?
No.
No, none of that?
No, I don't have any money left.
That's hey, Kevin.
Too hot there now.
Hey, our first game coming up not too long. Thursday Night Lights. We're at Homestead as Arrowhead takes on Homestead.
Another big one again.
That's a good.
That's great.
And 7 weeks from today, the All-Star Games.
Yeah.
Seven weeks from today is the All-Star. And we'll continue to talk about
you
that.
Betcha.
Coach, thank you. Have a great week. Mitch, good job today. You've been listening
Mitch.
To the Pick and Save. Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.